Thank you. was in 1934 were obligated to scream curses like Pavlov's barking dogs. But when the enemy lingered near, they'll scream and make better scream loud and scream open. I remember during the Mike Bell flap, eyewitness news was going around prowling the streets, you know, sticking mics in their MySpace. Well, I think that making the money they do, they should be serving as an example. She gets plenty of mic time. And here's a black cat working on some underground cables. Straightens up and says, I think if someone uses drugs, it's his own business. Boy, did they get that mic out of his face. He didn't even get the word out. The freedom of the press to say what they want to hear and call it the voice of the people. You're a test. Our pioneer ancestors would kiss in their graves. Thought of urine tests to decide whether a man is competent to do his job. Dr. Halstead, one of the great American surgeons who introduced antiseptic procedures at a time when surgeons, far from donning rubber gloves, did not even wash their hands. The death rate for post-operative infections ran up to 80%. Well, he was a lifelong morphine addict, but he could still hack it and mack it good. And he lost no patience because of his personal habit. In those good old days, a man's personal habits were personal and private. Now even his citizen's blood and urine are subject to arbitrary seizure and search. Why, the world's greatest detective could not have survived a urine test. Which is it this time, Holmes, cocaine or morphine? Watson asks. It's really disquieting to speculate what may lurk behind this colossal red herring of the war against drugs. A war neither likely nor designed to succeed. One thing is obvious. Old clean money and new dirty money are shaking hands on the table. And the old tried and failed police approach will continue and escalate. In politics, if something doesn't work, that is the best reason to go on doing it. If something looks like it might work, stay well away. Like that could make waves, and the boys at the top, they don't like waves.
Word, falling. Punto, falling. Breakthrough in Grey Room. He has gone away through invisible morning, leaving a million tape recordings of his voice behind, fading into the cold spring air, posed a colorless question.